Also, the footy last night, great game between Essendon and Collingwood. One of the classics. Obviously, it was a draw. Jamie Elliott, my cousin, actually he's not really, he took that incredible mark. Both sides missed plenty of chances of goal in the last 10 or so minutes. And, you know, perhaps a draw was the right outcome. But there was something pretty disappointing at the start of the game, or just before the start of the game, the national anthem. Now, you can debate whether or not the national anthem should be played at, you know, at the end of the day, what is a suburban football match. But I think when the national anthem is played, if you're Australian, you should sing it. Now, we had a look at the vision of the various players, both Collingwood and Essendon. We reckon between both teams, so there's over 40 players plus coaches out on the ground when the national anthem was being played, perhaps 10 of them at most actually sang it. And there's one bit of vision where you can see Scott Pendlebury chatting to the player next to him while the anthem is being played. Somewhat embarrassingly, one of the most obvious singers of the anthem was the American player Mason Cox. Now, Americans tend to be a lot more patriotic than what we are. And, you know, when the Stars and Stripes is played, they all stand there at attention and sing it. But Mason Cox is clearly now proud to be an Australian, and he was singing the anthem. Only about a quarter at most of the players bothered to sing the anthem yesterday. Now, I get maybe we shouldn't even have the anthem at what, at the end of the day, is a football match between two inner suburban Melbourne clubs. But I'll say this, if the anthem is played at a footy match or anywhere, you stand up and you sing it. And the fact that only a quarter of the players out on the ground yesterday bothered to sing, and one of those players was not Scott Pendlebury, I think is appalling.